Look, it's coming into summer, and that means it's very much festival season. I warned you we had a bevy of festivals for you this morning, and we do indeed. One of the best ones that's going to be on the calendar is called The Plot. It's a Parramatta-based festival. It's entering its fourth year, and it's taking place on Saturday. It's got a real focus on community and homegrown talent. And I've got festival director, promoter. I'm pretty sure he does everything but hammer a tent peg in. It's Steve Halpin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Look, when I was talking about The Plot to a few people, a few people really knew it well, and a few people hadn't heard of it at all. So give us the potted history of The Plot.
Well, it's still quite a new event. We started, as you said, about 4 years ago, and it's evolved. I guess with most festivals, you start with an idea, and then they kind of evolve, and you pick up new ideas on the way, and people bring new energy. So I guess we're looking at trying to engage the Parramatta and the greater Western Sydney area, and using as many, obviously, artists, caterers, creative people, as we can, and bring them together and just see what happens.
It's good, because it's a good point talking about that Parramatta and Greater West, because people can... Sydney-siders love to get caught in their own bubble a little bit, and especially if you're around the CBD, if you're in the inner west or on the other side of the bridge, it's hard to remember some of the other areas.
And it's a great... It's Parramatta's in the news a lot. There's a big push to get, Parramatta, create that.
Yeah.
And but it's got such an amazing history. Parramatta Park, it's one of the oldest places in Australia, really. Apparently, it's got the oldest piece of grass out there. That's heritage-listed piece of grass out there.
Heritage-listed grass,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so Parramatta Park, it's a massive park, and it's beautiful. It's with the eucalypts and the trees, it feels very Australian.
And so it was really important, obviously, to get that sort of Parramatta community aspect for it, wasn't it? Does that include through to the music and everything?
We try to. Basically, we do have a number of acts from there, but the one side is the cultural aspect of Parramatta, and the other side is trying to showcase, I guess, a whole bunch of new Australian acts that are just starting to pop through. So I have no doubt that over the next few years, a number of these acts will be household names.
That's some confidence. I'm impressed.
Yeah, yeah. So that's our other kind of thing we do. So, so it's showcasing, lots of new, emerging, young energy that we're trying to harness and build something from that.
And look, you're no stranger to running a festival around the joint, are you?
Yes, we do. Groove in the Moo, which, again, it's the notion of taking festivals to places that don't normally have that sort of music. And so we do regional Australia, basically. Maitland, Townsville, Bendigo.
Yeah, it's a good run of towns.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, here's the question I should have started off with, and I might be showing some terrible ignorance here. Why is it called The Plot?
The Plot. Well, it's one of those things that seemed like a good idea at the time. I suppose it has a number of there's the plot as in storylines. So, again, we're trying to bring in community, trying to tell the story of the artist. We try and engage people where the artist's backgrounds are from. What the caterers, the local people involved, or the community groups, they all have a story too about what. And we try and incorporate that in part of our communication, marketing stories behind the festival itself. And then the festival itself is laid out in plots. So physical plots. So we're creating our spaces. So, yeah, that's kind of where it started.
So you sort of see the festival as helping tell the story of that area and the community within it, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. We're trying to, tell a bigger picture and trying to get people engaged in a deeper level rather than just go out there, see some bands and have some beers and have fun, which is great.
That is great. But, yeah, you want to come away with a little bit more than a sun-drenched hangover and a great time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Steve, it sounds absolutely amazing. It's this Saturday, if I'm correct. Tickets still available?
Still going, yep.
Where can people grab those?
From our website, through MoshTix, and there will be tickets available at the gate.
All right. Fantastic. So people can just rock on up?
They can.
Oh, wow. That's almost unheard of in festival terms these days. That's great. So it does sound like a fun thing. Get yourself out to Parramatta. Check out some of the stories around Greater Western Sydney, some of the music, and by sounds of it, some of the food as well. I think you might have sold me on that one. Steve, thank you very much for that. We'll make sure there's some links to the Plot website up on the 2SER.com site.